I don't care if it's 9,000, NBA's Enes Kanter defiant after Turkey issues 9 warrants. By John Hayward on August 6, 2021. National Basketball Association, NBA. Player Enes Kanter declared Thursday that he will continue criticizing the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in his family homeland of Turkey. Despite the Turkish government issuing 9 arrest warrants against him for standing up for human rights, freedom, and political prisoners who are getting tortured. "Hey, Erdogan, I don't care if it's 9 or 9,000, I'm not giving up," Kanter said on Twitter. The Nordic Research Monitoring Network, NRMN. The group cited in Kanter's tweet, said Wednesday it has obtained official documents from Turkish prosecutors dated July 2021 that described 6 active arrest warrants for Enes Kanter on charges of defaming President Erdogan, a crime under his authoritarian regime, plus 3 on terrorism charges. One of the warrants was sworn by an Istanbul court at the urging of Hayde Ertuğrul, a top Erdogan advisor who was himself an NBA basketball player until he was suspended in 2013 for violating the association's anti-drug policy by testing positive for a steroid called methanolone. Ertuğrul is currently president of the Turkish Basketball Federation. NRMN said the 9 warrants against Kanter are part of an intimidation campaign to stifle dissent, suppress opposition voices and crack down on freedom of expression. Kanter, born in Switzerland to Turkish parents, is a persistent critic of Erdogan and dedicated supporter of the Turkish president's nemesis, exiled imam and Pennsylvania resident Fethullah Gülen. Erdogan claims Gülen masterminded the 2016 coup attempt against him and has unsuccessfully demanded Gülen's extradition from the United States ever since. Kanter frequently blasts Erdogan for arresting thousands of members of Gülen's Hizmet group, which the Turkish government refers to as the Fethullah Terrorist Organization, FETO, on flimsy charges and abusing them while in prison. The Turkish government has fired many thousands more from civil service jobs or military positions because they supposedly backed the coup attempt. Kanter routinely refers to Erdogan as a dictator and has compared him to Adolf Hitler. Turkey cancelled Kanter's passport in May 2017, evidently without warning, while he was on a trip to Romania, resulting in his brief detention by airport police. Kanter made it back to the United States with help from the U.S. State Department and members of Congress. Kanter later said he was only in Romania because he had to flee from Indonesian police officers that the Turkish government had dispatched to kidnap him. In 2019, Turkey requested a red notice against Kanter on terrorism charges from Interpol, which could potentially get him arrested by member states of the International Police Organization. "The only thing I terrorize is the basketball rim," Kanter responded. Senator Ron Wyden, Dior, wrote to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in 2019 when Kanter played for the Portland Trail Blazers against the Toronto Raptors in the NBA Finals, asking for assurances that Kanter would be given safe passage and Trudeau's government would refuse to comply with any Interpol red notice meant to interfere with Mr. Kanter's livelihood and to intimidate him and his family back in Turkey. The Canadian government gave Kanter assurances he could travel safely across the border. The NBA player has been reluctant to travel to other countries because he fears for his liberty, or even his personal safety, in the case of destinations with a heavy population of Turkish immigrants loyal to the Erdogan regime. Kanter's father Mehmet, a genetics professor at Istanbul University, was sentenced to 15 years in prison in 2018 for supporting Gülen. The younger Kanter accused the government of persecuting his father as a way to get at him, mournfully noting in January 2021 that he has not seen his father in person for 7 years due to the political situation. Mehmet Kanter was acquitted of the charges against him in June 2020. "Wow. I could cry," Enes Kanter responded. "Today I found out that 7 years after arresting my dad, taking him through a kangaroo court and accusing him of being a criminal just because he is my dad has been released." The Turkish government is known to have prepared both arrest warrants and extradition papers for Kanter at least 2 years ago on terrorism charges. Kanter denounced Turkish prosecutors by claiming they cannot present a single piece of evidence of my wrongdoing and noting he does not even have a parking ticket in the U.S. He believes he will be quickly killed if he ever falls into the custody of the Erdogan regime. Kanter announced Wednesday he is leaving the Portland Trail Blazers after playing with them for a year and rejoining the Boston Celtics, where he played during the 2019-2020 season. It was the second time Cantor moved from Portland to Boston in the past 2 years, prompting him to give a cheeky farewell to Trailblazers fans. Thanks, Rip City. See you all probably next year.